This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Everybody's favorite mom, Lori Vallow Daybell. She's getting ready for her next performance.
She's back.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, God.
I wonder what, like, the pit would be like at the Lori Daybell.
Oh, boy.
Can you be up there? Yeah, Lori! Convicted murderer and self-proclaimed prophet. It's a prophet!
Tickets now for the prophet, Lori Vallow Daybell, Ticketmaster, 1 week only, is gearing up for another courtroom battle, this time in Arizona. And
hey, can anybody proclaim themselves to be a prophet? I like titles. Can I just claim that I'm one?
I think anybody. I don't know that there's a school
or
a certificate.
Is there like a clearinghouse or something you have to go through?
I don't think there's like a certificate, but you might have to like do a class with Jody Hildebrandt.
Okay. I might look into that while you're doing the story.
You got to do a Jody Hildebrandt class, and then you have to follow it up with a Keith Raniere class. And if you do that, you too can be a prophet. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, we can make any of your friends a prophet as well. Yeah.
Jeez.
Should buy some infomercial time. I bet you get a lot of sales. And I'm not entirely joking. Anyway, she's gearing up for another battle, this time in Arizona. And in true Vallow fashion, she's already trying to control the narrative. Of course, representing herself. This, I just... just the idea of this, I can't right? stop. And that was literally just pure unfiltered laughter right there. I wasn't even like trying to like yuck it up. It's just like reading that sentence out loud. It's like, oh yeah, she is, isn't she? Well, she's filed an objection with the Maricopa County Superior Court demanding that court TV be banned from streaming in the proceedings. Her reasoning? She claims the network is profiting off her tragedy. Yes, you're right, they are. And misrepresenting her in their coverage.
Yeah, how are they misrepresenting her? I mean, what you see is what you get, right?
Yes. They're looking at all angles of this, and Lori Vallow Daybell is not one you really can misrepresent, because she just what she represents herself with is so stunningly crazy that you couldn't go worse. You couldn't go further. She's already to the point of no, you wouldn't believe it unless it was real. Now, let's be clear.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Court TV's being mean to me. They're making money. Yes, they are. That's how this works. So are we.
They're called Court TV, woman. You're in court. You have one of the most talked about court cases out there in years. They're going to cover you.
As my parents would say back in the 80s, should have thought about that before you killed your kids.
Right?
Now, let's be clear. Court TV is in the business of true crime, not entertainment. Well, come on. It's true crime as entertainment. That's not exactly breaking news. But Vallow's sudden concern for journalistic integrity is ironic, to say the least, considering she's been at the center of a twisted saga of deception, manipulation, and murder. Vallow alleges that the network has used her and her husband, Chad Daybell, in promotional materials that have falsely characterized, libeled, and slandered them.
Really? Again, they're using her words verbatim. They're not doing little AI videos of her. They're not paraphrasing. They actually air the things that she says. That's how that works on court TV.
Yeah.
And Law and Crime. That's how that works. They show actual footage of the words coming out of her mouth.
Lori, sorry to break it to you, but you're doing it all to yourself. They are just reporting and reacting because you're batshit crazy.
Yeah.
It's quite a claim coming from someone who has already been convicted of killing her own children, along with her husband's first wife. Daybell, for his part, has been sentenced to death in Idaho for her role in those murders. Chicago-based attorney Andrew Saltman sees right through her play. He believes Vallow is setting the stage for a circus, one by where she's the ringleader. I wonder if she'll dress like a circus ringleader during the...
God, I hope so.
Come in there, you know, like, circus outfit, hula hoops... like twirling something on your arms. I've been to like a circus once in my life and I didn't like it. So that's just kind of what comes to mind at a circus. By representing herself, she gains control over the courtroom theatrics, you know, with little to lose, since she's already serving a life sentence in Idaho. And if things don't go her way, self-representation could set her up for an ineffective counsel argument on appeal. Which I think is what will end up happening. I think this is going to get shut down really quick. I don't think this is going to be a trial that's going to finish. I think she's going to do something, say something, fuck something up in front of the jury, and it's going to be declared a mistrial, and that they're going to have to start all over again.
Well, she's not an attorney, and she's got plenty of time in jail to read up on law, but that doesn't make you an attorney.
Judging by her appearance about a month or two ago, oh my God, this is going to be such a train wreck. Yeah. The latest trial stems from the 2021 indictment in which a grand jury in Arizona charged Vallow with conspiracy to commit murder in the death of her fourth husband, Charles Vallow, and attempted murder of her niece's ex-husband, Brandon Boudreau. Prosecutors say Charles was shot and killed by Lori's brother, Alex Cox, in 2019 in what was initially deemed self-defense. But as the bodies started piling up around Lori, investigators took another look. Cox, who conveniently died in an apparent blood clot months later, was also accused of conspiring with his sister in the attempted murder of Boudreau. It's all part of the tangled web of so-called doomsday beliefs, where Vallow and Daybell convinced themselves and a select group of followers, some who still kind of believe that shit if you listen to their testimony, that they were chosen by God to prepare them for end times. And in their twisted version of righteousness, getting rid of dark spirits meant eliminating people who stood in their way. You know, like exes and your children. Of course, the public fascination with the case exploded when the bodies of 7-year-old J.J. Vallow and 16-year-old Tylee Ryan were found buried on Daybell's property in 2020. The children had been missing for months while Vallow and Daybell were off in Hawaii, seemingly unbothered. Remember those videos? They're sitting by the pool, lounging, enjoying each other's company, playing the ukulele on the beach, smiling and laughing. You know, like two disconnected psychopaths do.
They had just killed the children.
You
right?
Just killed your kids.
And where are you going? Not Disney World, Hawaii.
I mean, if you look at it, you would think, oh, this is the happiest couple. And then you did what?
Wow.
Yeah. When authorities finally caught up with them, the excuses were endless. But by the end of the time when the trial rolled around, it was clear that no amount of righteous justification would explain the horrors that were uncovered in Idaho. A jury convicted Vallow on all counts in July of 23. She sentenced to life in prison without parole. At her sentencing, Judge Stephen Boyce didn't hold back. He told Vallow, "You had so many other options. You chose the most evil and destructive path possible." Prosecutors and experts alike have pointed to Vallow's psychiatric evaluations, which diagnosed her with delusional disorder, hyperreligiosity, and narcissistic tendencies. But none of it was enough to declare her legally insane. Now, as she prepares for her Arizona trial, Vallow has once again been granted a mental health evaluation. Oh, God, where is this going to go? If history is any indicator, she'll likely be deemed competent to stand trial, at least at some point.
because there's been other mental health evaluations that have pushed her trials back in the past. Meaning the next chapter of this saga is set to unfold. Mark your calendars, children. It's the end of the month, March 31st. Despite her best efforts, cameras have been a fixture in this case from the beginning, and this time will likely be no different. Thank goodness. We just had audio at the last one. We're hopefully going to have visuals this time as well. Judges have weighed the pros and cons of public trials since O.J. Simpson's infamous courtroom spectacle. And while some believe transparency is key, others argue that it turns the legal proceedings into a performance. If anyone's likely to take advantage of that, it's Lori Vallow. Order the popcorn now. Whether or not Court TV gets its live feed, one thing is for certain, Vallow's fight for control is not going to stop here. It's a long 31 days from about now.
They're going to get coverage of this. I'm sorry. This is, you know, anybody could claim this.
Yeah.
And it's not going to hold up. I mean, these are public proceedings. I don't know.
If the judge has already allowed cameras in, which he has thus far, he's probably going to keep them in. I don't think he's going to bow to the arguments of Lori Vallow. A lot of times you see judges almost like right off the bat, like they're either pro camera or they're not. Mm-hmm. And it's rare, but sometimes you see them, you know, changing course midway. But it's usually if something like triggered them to say, get them out, like something happened. And it's like, we're not going to stand for this. It's not a lot of times like where the hearings have no camera and then suddenly you get a camera in the court. So I imagine they'll stay in. I imagine at the very least there'll be audio of this again, you know, which is good for the podcast and that right. audience. But it will be interesting to see her represent herself. I think this is something that, yeah, she put herself here. Why not? Why not broadcast it?
The world of true crime never stops, and neither do we. Press subscribe now to get daily updates, in-depth analysis, and expert opinions from the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today. The mansion was pristine. Gleaming marble floors, priceless art, not a speck of dust in sight. But beneath all that luxury, secrets, dark ones. The kind that send a chill down your spine when you realize someone's watching. And the housekeeper, she saw everything. The late night visitors, the missing jewelry, the glass of wine that was only half finished before she disappeared. Some say the husband was heartbroken. Others say he was just waiting for the insurance check to clear. But if she had just been prepared, if she had just known the patterns of these kinds of crimes, if she had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where she could listen to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, ad-free, and before everyone else, she could have gotten out. Instead, well, let's just say her final paycheck is still sitting in the mailroom. Don't make the same mistake. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.